Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. More breaking news on the recruiting front. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL alongside site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, the run on linebackers continues, this time in the form of rising prospect Luke Metz from the state of Georgia. Good-looking player on tape. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But your initial thoughts as this wave continues for Kalen DeBoer and staff?
Yeah, Luke's been one of the more vocal guys that you could tell was leaning to Alabama. I mean, he's been a target for everything. I think, you know, for the last month or so, we've heard his name and top guy for Kane Womack and the push they wanted with the linebackers, an inside guy that kind of can do a little bit of everything, especially between the tackles, kind of goes hand in hand with the other two guys they've got. But, you know, Metz had, you know, tried to keep some suspense going to this announcement, but everybody else that committed this week, when Alabama got a commitment, Abdullah Sanders, Duke Johnson, he was in the comments on their Instagram with the elephant. So Metz wanted to keep a little bit of suspense, but I don't think he could. He did a great job of it, but he was super excited, and I know the Alabama staff's glad to get him.
Yeah, there were some Bammer hints, weren't there, with Luke Metz to this. And again, another nice pickup from the state of Georgia. And we talked about this earlier off the show. But boy, when you look at the programs that Alabama is mining, especially for these guys, Mill Creek, a really solid program over in the northeast area of Atlanta, kind of lines up with what we've seen to date so far.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing all these guys have in common, we'll focus on Metz, is that he looks extremely well-coached. He looks smart. He looks like he knows the defense. You know, we went over this with Abdul Sanders just a few days ago. He really understood the defense they went that they were running, getting backs out of the backfield, finding a hole, filling the hole, chasing the ball. I think Luke meets that. A little bit more of an inside guy. I think you could put him on the edge, but I think this is a guy, again, find a hole, fill a hole. There's somebody coming through there. I think he does that well, and he's got good size. I mean, you know, he's 6'2 plus, 210, 205, you know, 15 pounds. He's going to carry his weight really well, put together, solid guy. But, yeah, you can tell the training's there, the coaching's there, and the football IQ's there. It's very similar to me, what we saw in film that we saw with Abdullah Sanders.
Yeah, projectable physical attributes when you look at Luke Metz at about 6'3", 210 pounds. Even in terms of lining up with some previous classes like a Caden Jones that Alabama recently brought in, has all of those attributes that you look for in today's inside linebacker. And, you know, what we'll do is we'll get into looking at some video here of Luke Metz.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that stood out to me is I had a few people that saw him this week on campus, and they both randomly said, that's a big guy. That's a big kid. Same thing was said about Dejon Lee, who visited. But I think, you know, Metz is an imposing guy standing on that sideline.
Yeah, you see him right there, get off a block, fill the hole. As you said, working inside primarily, really nice suddenness at the point of attack. Here's some in space stuff too. He drops into coverage a little bit, makes the interception, similar to what we saw with Abdul Howard here in the last.
That's a nice return. That's a nice return too. He was out in the open field, figuring out where he had to go to score, put it in the end zone. But you see there, very aggressive, very physical type of guy. See him inside. You don't see him as outside as much, but you see him finding the hole. But he, like you said, look at him there, very decisive. When he comes through that hole, he's looking for somebody to hit. And that's kind of what you want, to button up that middle, especially when you got attacking on the edge from other players and the way Kane Womack's going to do. Again, great read right there.
Plays with a little edge, too. You like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, look at him, you know, look at how drops they use him. And he's like, look at him here, the quarterback. Yeah, he does a lot of little things, some side lat movement there.
Yeah, and show him as a pass rusher, then drop him back into spy and handles that fairly well. And as we talked about, obviously well-coached technique-wise, you see him keep that outside shoulder clean, right? He's not going to give up that outside shoulder, maintains leverage, and makes plays on the football.
Yeah, and he had a lot of offers. I mean, he took visits. This wasn't just something he did on a whim. I mean, he's been to Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Michigan. You know, all those schools were very interested in signing him. Tennessee, LSU were two more. And I didn't check with everybody, but I called some of our publishers who have really good connections, but his offer list is pretty stout.
He just destroyed that running back in pass pro, and he brings some thump now. I mean, you think about his size at 6'3", 210, and you're not thinking thumper, but he plays with that sort of mindset. You can tell a lot of intelligence here as we're seeing in pass coverage. Comes up
in a hurry,
closes quickly, downhill and has some suddenness to him.
Yeah, he comes in a hurry with bad intentions. That's a full body throw. The one thing I'll say about these three linebackers, I know Kane Womack and the Alabama defensive staff have to be super excited, but all three have really fun highlight tapes. They all have things you can do. You can see the ball flip from defense to offense pretty quickly. You can see how physical they are. All the little things that you want to see, plus sorting through traffic, getting through there to get pressure on the quarterback. And again, we saw that with Abdul Sanders. We saw that with Duke Johnson. So sideline to sideline. Hey, and Georgia's got some good competition. I mean, these guys are playing a good schedule.
Doubt about that.
Yeah. Georgia high school football is
probably undervalued. There's a coach, you get fired, in Georgia.
I think Georgia high school football is undervalued by a lot of people. Not
him on offense right here, scoring a touchdown. How about that?
Yeah.
A little bit of Henry Toa Toa, I see, just on the high school tapes, watching Henry back in the day and watching Luke Metz. And then physically, maybe even a little Jihad Campbell. Jihad kind of lean, higher cut, but has continued to fill out nicely in his 2+ years in the program at Alabama.
Yeah, and this guy looks like an athlete. Again, same thing we saw with all different sizes, coming different angles, and they're all going to be able to fill different voids. And you also like to see, again, I think the biggest selling point, you see these guys lined up at edge. You see them lined up out in coverage. You see them covering people deep down the field. I think that was the main thing. And we keep saying that Swiss Army knife type role. But you see these guys, they have a better chance of getting on the field where they can do this, whether it be situational or, starters.
Absolutely. And you like to see also special teams right here covering kicks. I love to see this on a prospect's tape, Tim, because we see it with, kind of skill guys in the return game, but I love to see this with linebackers and safety types, seeing them get down the field and cover kicks like that. A lot of guys at that level that have offers like Alabama and some other places, maybe they coast on special teams, Tim. It tells me something about a guy intangibly when I see him at the high school level covering kicks like he might be asked to do early on in his career at a place like Alabama.
Yeah, for sure. And again, he's had a busy week. I mean, he went to Michigan, he went to Alabama, and he went to Ole Miss. So we knew coming into the Alabama visit, it was going to be big from the point of that could be the nail in the coffin. That could be Alabama sealing the deal with Mets. And he was locked, he was really excited about Alabama the whole time. So we had a feeling there. But then again, you had a lot of schools pushing, trying to delay his decision, get him on campus. Michigan, he had a good visit to Michigan. He had good visits. He went to Oklahoma early as well. And there's a lot of schools that were trying to get him on campus. Probably wanted this decision to be a little bit later, I would guess, for a lot of these guys. He went ahead and did it. Another guy that was pretty excited to be part of this class. And again, it's kind of – you look at the commitment list for Alabama is very defensive heavy. It's very defensive heavy. Me, I think that's a big part of getting the guys setting the tone for what they want to do in the future, making sure they've got their guys. And again, guys that play all over the field.
So Tim, how many linebackers are we talking about in this class? Because it's been a very impressive run here over the last week and a half or so. What's the tipping point, I guess, maybe for that position? And also, we're still getting acclimated, familiar with this staff. Who are some of the key figures in terms of recruiting a guy like Metz from the Atlanta area? And you mentioned Kane Womack. I'm sure positionally that's a big part of it. He's also the defensive coordinator. How is that all sort of working to this point?
Yeah, I think Alabama, what they do really well is that, recruiting by committee. And there's been like a merging when you look. You had West Coast guys and West Coast connections. Abdul Sanders is Courtney Morgan, had that connection there. Obviously, Kalen DeBoer is involved with everybody that we mentioned, but Courtney Morgan had that connection with the West Coast guys, Abdul Sanders. And then you brought in assistant coaches from different places that had the same connections, like with Zamir Smith. You know, you have guys that have been recruiting them. And also Kane Womack's been recruiting the South for some time at South Alabama. You can guarantee you that he's checked out a Mill Creek High School at some point. You know, they have a lot of talent. And then, you know, you get here, you got Freddie Roach, you got Robert Gillespie, and a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys. I don't know who to say probably got an assist here, but there's a lot of guys in the back office and girls. There's a lot of people in the back office that do a lot of the small things that we don't really see to help this stuff come together. But I will say again, February was the setup month. You know, you're setting up for a wedding, you're setting up for a big event. And then March, we're seeing the big event. You know, and again, this weekend, plenty of visitors were coming in, a lot of foot traffic with guys and big name guys. So the recruiting, I think the recruiting, as far as the organization and everything you're seeing happening, I think it's really a good plan they've got. And they're pretty sure they're happy with the execution so far.
Yeah, so much for easing into the deep end of the pool, right? Boy, this new staff, and as you said, sort of this confluence of previous staff meeting up with new staff. Yeah. It has really seemingly allowed this group to hit the ground running under Kalen DeBoer. Anything else, Tim, other than to mention that you need to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here for BamaOnline.com. Went ahead and stole Tim's thunder on that one, you know.
But you got me.
We would appreciate it if you would, if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel for BamaOnline.com. And, of course, for Tim Watts and Andrew Bone and Joseph Hastings, Charlie Potter, Jimmy Stein, Clint Lamb, all of that great coverage, you need to be at BamaOnline.com. The Roundtable, our premium message board, is absolutely where you want to post up. Anything else, Tim, before we get out of here?
There's so much happening. You know, I mean, it's the one thing I'll say is I remembered, hey, all you old school BOL Roundtable message board people, I'm with you. This used to be a slow month. Times be a changing. They have changed it. They mixed it up on us, and we don't really have that slow march to get to the fantastic June with everything happening. I'm not talking about Alabama, which played a factor in it, but I'm talking about the NCAA and everything going on in the portal. We got guys preemptively entering the portal. You know, we got portals not open, but when it is, I'm going to be first in line like a ride at Disney World.
They're in the queue. So. It's like being in a queue.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're racing. 4:15 is going to be the opening day of Disney. You know, they're going to open them gates and they're going to be running to the Avatar ride.
Yeah. It's not just going to be tax day anymore. Yeah, is it?
No. Absolutely. So much happening. I mean, it's been a fun, I mean, the week alone has been a month's worth of previous marches. So we'd love to have you there. And if you're not a member, we'd love to have you there. Give us a try. We have a $1 promo right now. Can't be, I promise we're worth 100 pennies.
Yeah.
I can put my word on that. We're worth 100 pennies.
At least. Absolutely.
After that, there might be some debate.
All right. With that, Luke Metz, rising linebacker from the state of Georgia, the latest commitment to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Tim Watts with all the details right there, along with the rest of our staff at BamaOnline.com. For Tim, Travis, thanking you once again for joining us right here on the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. And until next time, so long, everybody.